Pasco, Pasco, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again?
Hey! Optus Murray Bridge. Optus, covering more of our region than ever.
Yes, and it's time to welcome to the program Richard Pasco. I know lots of people are just gagging to hear you talk about stuff, so it's time to gag no more. Hello, sir.
Morning, Adam. Morning to all the listeners out there.
Look, if I had another swing, I would have rewritten that. Anyway, it's Black Friday. I don't know what that is. Is that new? Is this like Halloween but for tech stuff? Like it's a bit American that we're doing it now?
It's very American, I've got to say. And you know, I'm just wondering, Adam, and I'll put this right out there. How much longer can we say Black Friday? I'll just put that out.
When was it? It's the Friday after Thanksgiving, right?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, and it is a very American thing. Over in America, it is one day.
Right.
Not like it is in Australia. You know, I saw a shop last week having their early Black Friday sale, and it was a bike shop. You know, give me a break. A bike shop. Give me a break, people.
Wow.
You know,
it's mostly tech, though, right?
It's everything now. There's Black Friday sunglass sale, Black Friday. It's all over the place, Adam, but I'm going to concentrate on tech.
Good one.
So it is an opportunity to buy tech stuff before Christmas. Look online. Do your homework, right? Compare prices. Right. Now, a couple of things that I've seen already, and I won't name the stores, are selling last year's tech at the same price for this year and saying it's a sale. So you just be careful about what you buy.
Right.
Go along and do your research. Look at versions of things as well. So, you know, are you buying last year's iPad when they just had a new iPad introduced?
Right.
You know, I'll just put that right out there.
Very good point.
Some of the tech items that are discounted, 20% off, seen off Sonos speakers, which are very expensive, so save 20% is good. 45% off selected HP laptops and more out there. Massive discounts on PlayStation 5 games. If you're after a Samsung S22 Ultra, you can save $500.
Ooh.
There are Oppo phones, I think, for about $600 off. Lot of sales, 22% off selected items at eBay. And Apple, it's their they're doing it for 4 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. When you buy an Apple product, you get a gift card. So you get an $80 gift card when you buy an iPhone 13, a $120 Apple gift card when you buy AirPods Pro or AirPods second generation or AirPods third generation.
Right.
That's up to $120.
Gotcha.
Or a $400 Apple gift card when you buy a MacBook Air, MacBook Pro, Mac Mini or an iMac.
Oof.
So, you know, some good discounts in there that Apple don't normally do. So what I'm looking for is discounts that I wouldn't normally get on there. I did see one company advertising you can save $570 on a pure VPN subscription. You know what? I'd save even more money. Don't bother with it.
You don't need that, people. You're the very own Black Friday sale. Save yourself a whole bunch of stuff and don't buy anything.
Why'd you buy pure VPN gear, bro?
Okay. Let's talk the iCloud. When I was growing up, was if you said the iCloud, it was just stuff of nightmares. But this is an actual thing, and it's had a bit of a refit.
It does. If you've got an Apple device, you really should know how to log on to iCloud.com on the web. It's all changed out there. Everything that you've saved is up there, and that's a very valuable thing to know. So your photos, your mail, your calendar, your iCloud Drive are all on there, along with recent photos, calendar appointments. Learn how to log into it. And especially if, let's say, you have your iPhone or something stolen, you can log on there and see where it's going at the time. You'll be able to track it.
Right.
So I'll put that right out there.
Yeah,
so, yeah, iCloud.com had a redesign.
Lovely. Looks nice. Now, this is intriguing. You've sent me some notes, and it says, can AirPods do the job of $10,000 hearing aids? I'm assuming the answer is if you can find them, because I keep losing mine.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, people do. Mm. So hearing loss affects many adults, but hearing aids aren't always affordable.
Mm-hmm.
That's a shocking price. And we're seeing overseas now that people are trying to bring their prices down, which I think is very good, and I'm sure they're trying to do it in Australia. Yeah. But researchers at the Taipei Veterans General Hospital have been exploring ways to improve the quality of life for sufferers of hearing loss, which led them to AirPods. Now, since 2016, there is a feature called Live Listen, which enables mobile devices to act as microphones that relay enhanced sound to the user's earbuds or Beats headphones.
Because a speaker is just a microphone backwards. Yeah. Right? It's the same thing.
Put your phone on a table, put the AirPods in there, what are you going to hear? So they basically went and belong $2,000 hearing aids, $10,000 hearing aids, AirPods 2 and AirPods Pro with the upmarket noise cancelling. They tested 21 subjects with mild to moderate hearing loss. The AirPods Pro performed comparably with the basic hearing aids in a quiet environment and were slightly inferior to the premium hearing aids. Let me repeat, slightly inferior. AirPods 2 didn't perform as well, but still did hear the subjects. They could hear more clearly. In a noisy environment, the AirPods Pro performed comparably to the premium hearing aids, but only when the noise came from a lateral direction.
Right.
So if it comes from front on, they, along with the AirPods 2, failed to enhance the subject's hearing.
Okay.
I reckon, Adam,
5 years.
I reckon you're going to be able to buy Apple hearing aids at a far, far better price than you can buy some of the others.
Absolutely. Yeah, right. You will look like a bit of a twat with the little white things hanging out your ears, but, you know, if you can hear buses coming, that's good.
It is. It's very good. If you can hear speech, I think it's excellent.
That's fantastic. Well done.
Yep.
Now, you're off up to the to God's country, up the Riverland. Richard.
Yes, I'm off to Renmark. I'll be there at 12 o'clock today to deliver a talk at lunchtime. So it's going to be interesting to see the river. It really is. Looking forward to
Send us some photos and don't forget your flippers.
I will.
Yeah,
yep. I've got a surfboard on, bro.
Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, Richard Pascoe, adelaidetechguy.com.au. If you want to know more, you can by heading there and making sure that you read all the things that he has to say in that format too. Thank you, sir. We'll talk again next week.
Look forward to it.
That is Richard Pascoe, ladies and gentlemen.
Pascoe, Pascoe, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Optus Murray Bridge. Optus, covering more of our region than ever.